Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's the day shops, pubs, hair salons, gyms and nail bars in Cambridgeshire have been waiting for. They're all reopening today as coronavirus restrictions are eased, although meals and drinks can only be served outside. Hayley Pellegrini is the landlady at the Alex on Gwydir Street. She is on the line now. Morning to you, Hayley.
Morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. What's it like reopening after, well, I guess, four very long months?
It's quite nerve-wracking, to be honest. I mean, we've done lots and lots of planning and everything else like that, but until we actually open the doors at 4:30, you're not quite sure how people are going to, you know, receive the work that we've done, or, you know, just how the staff are going to be as well, because you've got to remember the staff have been off for months. So it's going to, you know, take them a while to just get back in the swing of things and that as well.
And were you able to furlough them, or have they, you know, what have they been doing?
They've all been on furlough. Right. All of the work that's been done, basically Steve and I have done majority of it ourselves. We've had some tradesmen in for bits that we can't do. We've basically to keep our own sanity as much as anything.
Can imagine.
Been doing lots of the work ourselves.
Hayley, tell us then, what can we expect? What's the preparations that's been going on behind the scenes for today?
The main thing for us at the Alex, which I'm sure is the same for most other establishments, is to make sure that we can cope with the great British weather. we've bought some oversized parasols so that every table is undercover, you know, so that we can actually have that. We've got some heaters out in the garden, but we've also we wanted to do something after everything that's been going on. We wanted to do something for Cambridge Food Bank, so we Steve and I invested in a load of individually wrapped blankets. And we're going to be selling these at £4 each. And people get to keep the blanket and take it home. But all the money will go to the Cambridge Food Bank as well. So, you know, it's a way of people being able to keep warm in a safe COVID way, but also to do something for charity.
Lovely.
Are you checking the weather regularly? I'm told that there's a massive, great big high pressure coming over the UK, which means for the next fortnight or so, it's actually reasonably straightforward for the forecasters to be able to work out what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're kind of obsessed with the weather at the moment. But as we know, as you can see from some of the previous days we've had, you can get like four different seasons in one day. So we can't, you know, as much as we can look at it and try and plan for it, you can't predict it.
And the routine, I'm just thinking particularly about the Alex, though I'm sure this applies to a lot of pubs around the city and South Cambridgeshire. You have the outdoor area, but kind of traditionally you kind of have to go to the pub to get to it. So are you sort of having to put up lots of signage and things?
We are going to keep the one-way system because we actually feel that the one-way system is just as important as the outside seating ruling. So you still enter via the pub door. But the pub is literally there as a corridor. So you come in, everybody in the party will have to track and trace, because obviously that's the law, otherwise we get fined.
Oh, yes, because it used to be just one person, but now it's everybody who comes along. They have to do the old track and trace routine.
Yeah, absolutely everybody. And unfortunately, we will have to put in a system of if you refuse to track and trace, then we have to refuse service. Yeah. It's as simple as that. We can't afford the £1,000 fine.
Yeah,
of course.
So, you know, so and then you will get directed through to your table. All the tables have the ordering app on, so you can use the ordering app. There is no app. It's we call it an ordering app, but actually it's web-based, so you don't need to download anything. But we do, of course, have staff as well. But I'm sure this is going to be the same with a lot of other pubs as well. It's like most of us are trying to run on skeleton crew, again, for social distancing measures.
Yeah, no, must be challenging. I'm wondering, this business of having to refuse people if they, I don't know, if they don't want to have the app, don't want to give their details, whatever, that must put a potentially bit of a strain on your staff.
It is, yeah, because it's... Part of us feel like, well, who are we to actually insist on this? But then actually we have to because it is there for people's safety. And it is a fine, so it is a legal requirement. And those people, the customers that don't appreciate that, you know, it's kind of like, well, I'm sorry, but if you can't see that, then we can't serve you. Mm. And it really is as simple as that. We've done quite a bit of training with all the staff. We've had them in all last week to do some training and some deep cleaning and everything else like that. So, it's we're trying to do what we can and give the guys as much support as possible. And Steve and I will be over there most of this week just to make sure everybody gets bedded in properly and things. So,
You've got the Alex, you've got the Portland. Both pubs have their outdoor space. So in that respect, you must feel quite lucky, because I guess there's quite a few pubs in and around the city that don't have that outdoor area. Do you know those landlords, and how are they feeling about that?
Yeah, well, there's not a great deal you can do about it. Yeah. I mean, we've got the Portland, but the Portland Garden just isn't big enough to warrant opening, because if we open, then obviously you have to stock your kitchen, you have to stock your bar, you have to staff both of those areas. And in the Portland Garden, we've got like 5 tables. So it's just not, you know, financially viable to do that. So the other pubs that can't open because they don't have outside space at all, I'm sure they're just looking at it as in, well, nothing's changed from January kind of thing for them, and they'll just be gearing up ready for May.
Yeah.
I guess if all goes according to plan, and we'll know in a few weeks' time, then you can open on inside as well, which I guess after all these months of being closed is just it's really hopefully going to help the, I don't say the tills ringing again, but it's probably more likely to be the contactless machines buzzing.
Yes, definitely. There's still going to be, you know, very much an emphasis on ordering via app or running tabs at tables and things like that, and paying by card, partly for, you know, hygiene reasons. And also because a lot of places just won't be geared up for having to deal with cash and things just yet.
Mm. But the Alex is opening today from midday?
Monday to Thursday, we open from 4:30 until 10. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open from 12 till 11.
And how are your bookings looking?
Fully booked for
fully
today.
Booked.
pretty much fully booked for Friday and Saturday. There are some slots kind of early afternoon. It's been like the Krypton Factor trying to sort out all the bookings.
Yeah, I can imagine. But it must be thrilling to see the bookings coming in for you. We wish you so much luck with it. I'm sure we'll be hearing the crowds from 4 p.m. this evening in the garden, and we will be seeing you at least twice this week.
Okay, lovely. We look forward to it.
Thank you, Hayley.
That's Hayley Pellegrini, landlady of the Alex on Gwydir Street. Best of luck to her, to Steve, and to all of the bar staff at the Alex and across the city and South Cambridgeshire as well.